to Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Samara is on the phone for War of the Roses. And Samara, in your email, you said that you think your husband is cheating on you. I always hate doing this.
Yes, hello. I'm not sure. You know, things are just not the same lately. And I feel like there's this, just a few weeks ago, my husband, Ravi, he dropped off our son. And there's a woman, she's lovely, and that we are, you know, friends, and I know her. Her name is Sunita. And he comes home, and he cannot stop talking about Sunita and how great she is and how happy she is and how they had this great conversation. And then last week, my son tells me that they had a play date. Sunita has a daughter in the same class as my son. And my son tells me they had a play date. My husband took my son and Sunita and her daughter on a play date after school. And he told the kids to go play by themselves so the adults could talk and have alone time.
Oh. Was the term alone time used?
This is what he said. Yeah, this is what my... I mean, what is that all about?
Alone time's not a good...
No, but why would they do anything
with the
awkward
kids around
in front of the kids? And your son told you this?
Yeah, I just have a really bad feeling about the whole thing. I really don't feel good about... This is just unusual behavior, you know?
Did you confront Ravi?
No, of course, I haven't said anything. I mean, I feel stupid. I feel foolish.
No. Listen, that's what War of the Roses is for.
Yeah, it's not your fault. You didn't do anything.
Do you think we could call him and just kind of find... Because, you know, maybe it's nothing. I think maybe it's nothing and I'm just being... You know, this whole thing could be stupid.
Samara, if he sends the flowers to you, do you want me to push the issue?
No. I trust him. I mean, if he sends them to me, then of course
we'll just tell him that he's on for a joke or something.
Okay.
Because it is a marriage.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. Sure. And listen, if he sends it to someone else, then you have to jump in. Don't let us get involved in the marriage thing. You jump in, okay?
Okay.
And we'll back you up whichever way you want to go.
Okay.
I'm always nervous doing War of the Roses involving marriages, but here we go. Calling him up right now, y'all.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ravi? Am I saying that correctly?
Ravi, yes, this is him.
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I'm actually calling with some good news today. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Thank you so much. I'm at work.
Oh, it's okay. It'll just take a minute. I actually have a dozen of free red roses for you to send to somebody. No delivery fee or anything like that. It's just part of our promotion.
Sure. It's
a beautiful bouquet. All I need is the name of that person.
Well, yes, you can send it to Sunita. I don't have her address.
That's okay. We can, we'll figure it all out. Let me get her name and what you want to put on the card, and then we'll get back to the address.
You can write, my beautiful Sunita, you make all my dreams come true. Can't wait for our next date.
Ravi? What are you doing?
Hello?
It's me. You're sending roses to Sunita? How dare you do this?
This is the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. It's something called War of the Roses. Your wife heard everything, man. You didn't send the roses to her like you should have.
What's going on? What is all this?
Why are you sending the roses? You explain yourself to me.
I didn't. It was just roses. I was just being kind to her.
She makes all her dreams come true, and what about me? What do I do?
I did reiterate that it was a romantic dozen roses multiple times.
You stammering isn't helping, bud.
This seems very crazy.
Are you seeing someone else on the side? I mean, are you being romantic with someone else?
I wouldn't call it exactly that. Our kids go to school.
What is this then? This is what you've been talking about her nonstop.
Oh, please, you're acting like you're all this perfect wife. You don't do any sexy dances for me anymore. You don't dress up. We don't ever go out. I mean, what do you expect from me?
This is all my fault now? How is all of this my fault? What about you? You don't put any effort into anything. Oh. It's always me planning everything. If we go out, it's something I've planned, not you.
Yeah, that's not fair to put the ball in Samara's court.
Look, I'm not saying it's all her fault, but don't. I didn't do anything with Sunita. All we did is we see each other passing, and I just thought it would be nice. And yes, I'm a little bit infatuated, but I haven't done anything.
So can we knock the infatuation off and make things okay here?
Yes, I mean, I'm embarrassed and...
I'm not asking you, I'm asking Samara. Sorry, I should have reiterated. Mm-hmm. Samara, are you okay if he stops this nonsense with her?
Sure, she has to think about it.
Yeah, what about what I want? You know, he doesn't think about that. He just thinks about what he wants and what I don't do for him anymore. It's everything is all about him.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Samara, I'm sorry, I just...
When was the last time you made a reservation for us to go out or got a babysitter for us? It's always me.
Marriage requires two people.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, and I'm willing to work for it.
Well, you got to ask Samara that, because it might be too late for you, dude.
Samara?
Yes?
You willing to talk about it? Maybe this is the breakthrough that you guys needed?
Yes, it's fine. I mean, we will talk about this, yes.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com.
How about $1,000 in the KISS cash code for your bank account?
We got that code word. It's coming up right after Camila Cabello. You better not move. You want to win that one grand from KISS 95.1.